Wilson Flicker, finally resting on the number 24.
Previously on 24.
Alan Milliken is dead. All signs point to a heart attack.
What happened, Sherry?
I went to the house to speak to Julia. There was an argument and he had a heart attack.
Julia, I need for you to tell me exactly what happened.
I tried to give him his medication.
What do you mean you tried?
Sherry stopped me.
We believe Michael Amador is in possession of the Cordyla virus. He is either headed to Los Angeles or is here already. Our only lead is Nina Myers. She thinks Amador is meeting with a man by the name of Marcus Alvers.
What about Nina?
She's out of the picture.
I hope so. She can point to both of us.
Just want to give you an update on Nina. Richards is working on her now.
I think that's a mistake.
Why?
I don't think anybody should be in there that hasn't worked with her before, doesn't know what she's capable of.
All Richards does is inflict pain. There's no way for her to manipulate him.
Nina, I don't think you've met Darren Richards.
How much more of this you want into her, Nina?
I think this is about it.
It's your call, medical! No, please, you must. We're getting a picture there now.
Nina tried to commit suicide.
Where is she now?
She's in the clinic being operated on.
Damn it.
Drop the gun. Put your hands on your head. You won't kill me. Nina, damn it.
You don't have any more useful information, do you, Nina?
I do.
No, you don't.
The following takes place between 3 a.m. and 4 a.m.
Tony and Michelle at CTU.
Tony, what happened?
Nina Myers is dead.
How?
Jack shot her. Chappelle's on his way to talk to him right now.
Was it justified?
Jack wouldn't risk this operation just to get vengeance.
Are you sure about that?
Chappelle arrives at the scene of Nina's death.
Okay, all right.
This is the gun I used. Send it over to ballistics for a match.
Yes, sir.
Secure this area till forensics gets here. And pull the surveillance footage off of there. Jack! Can I have a word?
Just give me a minute.
No, Jack, now.
Look, it's okay.
I'll be right back.
What the hell happened here?
Nina tried to escape.
Yeah, I know she tried to escape. How did she get shot?
She pulled her gun. I pulled mine in self-defense.
Just like that?
Just like that.
Nina was our best chance at locating this virus. She was a material witness in an ongoing investigation.
I know exactly what she was, Ryan.
Division's gonna want me to certify this shooting.
Then do it.
You have to come with me and look at security playback.
Fine.
Kim, you all right?
Yeah, I'm okay.
Got here as soon as I heard.
Sweetheart, I've gotta go with Chappelle for a moment. I'll be back as soon as I can.
I'll stay with her, Jack.
It's okay, I'm fine.
Kim walks towards Nina's shrouded body.
It's over now, okay? Your father stopped her.
Yeah, except I don't know what happened.
What do you mean?
He told me to leave the room, and I heard shots.
Kim, you're safe, okay? And that's all that matters.
I don't know. Ever since she killed my mother, I've been wanting Nina dead, and now that she is, it's not gonna bring my mother back. And I just didn't think I was gonna feel this way.
How do you feel?
I'm not sure.
It's okay. Come on.
Pretty Sky Broadcasting presents 24, starring Kiefer Sutherland as Jack Bauer, created by Joel Surnow and Robert Cochran, voiced by Tim Bruce on behalf of MCS Agency. Amador and Alvers wait with several vials of the Cordyla virus in the back room of a club. Amador tracks someone's movements on his computer monitor.
He's here.
Amador walks through the tawdry gambling club past working prostitutes to a reinforced steel side door. A dark-haired man in a suede leather jacket enters with two large metallic cases. Amador shows him quickly to the back room.
We're getting worried. We have a job to do.
You've got plenty of time.
I I'm curious.
About what?
Why you chose such a limited target? Why not the airport or sports arena? If the objective was to inflict maximum casualties...
That's not the objective. Not yet.
Why are you doing this?
To send a message.
The man checks the vials with an ultraviolet light. 305. Tony briefs CTU.
Most of you already know, but for those of you who don't, Jack Bauer shot and killed Nina Myers while she was trying to escape custody.
The order from Division specified that we use non-lethal force.
It's over, Chloe. She's dead.
So how are we going to find the virus? Alvers has it, and Nina was our only connection to Alvers.
Not necessarily. The reason we were on to Alvers in the first place is because he was Michael Amador's contact in Los Angeles. A search order for Amador is still active.
Well, technically, yeah, but we've pretty much exhausted all of our leads.
Then run them again. And widen the parameters, cross-reference financial transactions, travel itineraries, aliases, whatever it takes to find them.
We're still operating under the assumption that Amador's in Los Angeles with the virus.
That's right, and the Russians have just sent us some intel that supports that assumption.
A picture flashes up on the monitor.
It's a detonating device, part of the Soviets' biowarfare arsenal till late 1980s. It's used to disperse pathogens throughout the atmosphere. 3 weeks ago, a dozen of these were stolen from an armory in the Ukraine.
We also believe that Alvers and Amador are arming these detonating devices with vials full of the virus, which means we all have to work fast, so let's get going.
The man demonstrates the device to Amador and Alvers.
Place the vial here. To actually arm the device, flip switches one and two, then wait 10 seconds and flip the third switch, which activates the timer. When the timer goes off,
the vial shatters, and jets scatter any would-be contents.
What's the dispersal radius?
100 meters. And the dispersal rate increases geometrically, depending on wind and weather.
Better than I thought.
I made some modifications.
Alvers clears away the shattered glass and packs away the device as the man places each of the vials in a secure metal case, while peering across at Amador at his computer.
Sir Michael, tell me how it went down in Mexico.
Amador freezes and anxiously looks back.
You didn't think I would find out?
I didn't think you needed to know. As long as you got what you wanted.
You were stupid enough to believe that Jack Bauer had turned against CTU, and now you've got every intelligence agency in the country after you.
Bauer's story checked out.
Don't presume to tell me about Jack Bauer. What you did in Mexico was stupid, it was greedy, and it may have cost me my advantage.
Alvers and I still expect to be paid.
The authorization code is 7QV78.
This is only half.
I'll release the balance after I've received confirmation on the hotel.
The deal was we get paid in full.
The deal changed when you went down to Mexico. Now, after you've hit the hotel, you'll get the rest of your money.
He hands Alvers one vial.
Fine.
309. End of part one.
Adam.
I've got to comb through these data streams, Chloe, so unless this is important, I really don't have time right now.
I have a threat on Amador.
What are you talking about?
The gold certificate account registered to one of Amador's aliases. It's a Zurich bank, but it was activated by a local server.
When?
Just a few minutes ago.
Kim, get over here. I need you to run a back trace.
What's going on?
Chloe found a bank in Zurich that may be talking to Amador.
Chloe, what's the sequencing program?
Beta 1.
This turns out to be real. How long before you tag the location?
5 minutes. 10 tops.
Chappelle reviews camera footage.
She was down when you shot her.
She was going for her gun.
Yeah, that's what you keep telling me.
It's the truth.
You knew where the security camera was. You stood in front of it to obscure any visual record of the shooting.
Ryan, she was going for her gun.
I wish I could believe that, but I don't.
For
God's sake, Jack, there's something called due process. It's why we've got judges and juries and laws.
Don't you dare tell me about the law. Nina Myers killed my wife and they let her go. And she would have killed my daughter if I hadn't gotten there when I did.
Using drugs to maintain your cover is one thing. I was willing to look the other way. But I've got to answer to my bosses about the questionable shooting death of a key witness.
Excuse me, sir.
We're in the middle of something here.
Well, I assume finding the virus is a priority.
What do you got?
We may have Amador. Chloe flagged a Zurich account registered to one of his aliases. Someone accessed it locally. We'll have a point of origin any minute now.
Get the field teams ready.
Tony's on it.
Jack, this isn't resolved yet.
We have a live lead, Ryan.
And what do I tell Division? Did I let you stay on active duty while you're still the subject of an investigation? It's my ass on the line here, too.
Look, I've been working with Jack all day, and with all that's happened, he's still operating at a higher level than anybody else in the field, including me.
I didn't ask your opinion.
Well, I'm giving it to you anyway.
Excuse me?
Sir, if this lead turns out to be real, we need Jack on site, and believe me, you will want him there.
They'll crucify me if I let you back out in the field.
Would you give me a minute? This is your call, Ryan. I understand the position you're in. But I give you my word, I can do my job. Thank you.
3:15, Wayne on his cell phone.
You can't be contacting me today.
I'm scared, Wayne. They've already started to question Beatrice, and I'm next. I don't know what to say.
Where's your lawyer?
He's not here yet.
Okay, first of all, you're innocent. Remember that, all right?
I'm not innocent. I let Sherry convince me not to give Alan his medication. I could have saved his life.
You don't know that.
What about Sherry? Has she said anything to the president?
No. No, and she won't. She told him it was an accident. Now, whether he believes her or not is another matter. I just...
Palmer appears.
Wayne.
Yeah.
Wayne.
Yeah, Bill. Well, the president just walked in, so I'm gonna have to get back to him.
Oh, God. I'm so scared.
Yeah, yeah, and I understand that. Just remember what I said, okay?
Oh, well, what did Bill have to say?
Found out that Alan died.
Well, that didn't take long.
Yeah. Well, he wants us to know that we have his support on the health care bill.
That's good. Have you spoken to Julia yet?
No.
Well, maybe you should call her. Get her side of the story.
David, I think we should stay as far away from this as possible.
Which means you don't believe Sherry, that it was an accident.
Look, I don't know what to believe. All I know is what it will look like. You call in Sherry to deal with Milliken, and a few hours later, he winds up dead.
3:18, outside CTU.
Let's go.
Dad, just heard back from Division. They're going to have a man on the inside. His name is Jim Wong. Here's an update on your strike team.
Thanks. You okay?
Yeah, I'm okay. Did Chappelle question you about shooting Nina?
Yeah.
And?
I told him I wasn't sorry that Nina was dead. I wasn't sorry that I shot her. She posed an immediate threat to you, to me, and to thousands of innocent people.
You had to do it, didn't you?
Yeah. Come here.
They embrace warmly. Jack jumps into his four-track and drives away from the CTU car park with Chase in the passenger seat. Meanwhile, at the district offices, Wayne barges into Sherry's darkened room as she lies sleeping on the sofa and switches on the lights.
Wayne. What's going on?
You tell me.
Look, it's late and I'm a little too tired.
Sherry, I know about Alan Milliken.
Yes, it's awful. But I already told David what happened.
Except you left out the part about you preventing Julie from giving Alan his medication. You stood there, and you watched a man die.
You would have done the same thing had you been there.
I never would have been there in the first place!
Listen, David asked me to come here to help clean up your mess. What did you think he expected me to do?
What he expected was for you to get Alan off his back, Sherry, but not like this!
Complex problems sometimes have the simplest solutions, Wayne.
Oh, for God's sakes.
You're upset. That's understandable. But what is done is done.
Insane. Sherry, you are insane.
We can control the situation, Wayne. We just need to be on the same page.
Yeah, Sherry, I'm sorry, but David's gonna have to handle this.
If David can't know about this. For his own protection. If he doesn't know anything, he's got nothing to deny.
Sherry, we can't cover this thing up.
We can and we will. That's why you're talking to me instead of David. Because you understand what has to happen, Wayne.
Yeah, you've got it all figured out, don't you?
Wayne. What did you say to Julia?
Not to talk to anyone until she spoke to a lawyer.
And as long as she keeps her mouth shut, we'll be fine.
3:21. Julia sits in a small reception room, nervously sipping whiskey. A plainclothes LAPD detective comes to interview her.
Mrs. Milligan? I'm Detective Norris. I'm sorry for your loss.
Thank you.
I know this is a difficult time for you, but I'd like to ask you a few questions. Unless that's a problem.
No, it's just that my lawyer wanted me to wait for him before I talked to anyone.
Really? Did he say why?
You know lawyers.
Unfortunately, I do. But these questions don't require counsel. They're pretty straightforward. According to the officers, you told them that you were asleep in bed when the body was discovered.
Yes. Alan and I have had separate bedrooms since the stroke.
And you didn't hear anything until the housekeeper woke you up?
That's right.
Because, you see, she says she heard a car starting up and leaving the driveway.
Our driveway.
That's what woke her up. She got to the window in time to see a light-colored car driving away. She thought it was a Mercedes.
I didn't hear anything, so I wouldn't know.
Do you have any friends who drive a light-colored Mercedes?
Detective, half of the people we know own a Mercedes, and we know a lot of people.
Are you aware that the security cameras in your surveillance system are shut down? According to the time code, it appears they were shut down about an hour before your husband's death.
Beatrice is the one who arms the system before she goes to sleep, so maybe you should ask her.
My partner did. She doesn't know anything about it.
Neither do I.
Are you sure about that?
Yes.
You don't sound very sure.
Detective Norris, exactly what are you implying?
My husband was a very sick man. He died because he was sick.
That's probably true. But it's beginning to look like he might have had some help.
Julia begins to crack. 3:23. Chappelle and Tony back at CTU.
Sending you revised grid coordinates to open a data pipe.
Tony, how close are you?
I need you to
a few minutes. Whoever accessed Amador's account did it from somewhere on this grid. We're guiding the field units as we go.
Chase, did you get the new coordinates?
Yeah, I got them.
You're too far north. You're going to have to adjust toward Broadway.
Okay, go right on College.
Jack swerves off the main street.
I'm not going to have an address for another few minutes, so why don't I call you when I get it?
All right.
Look, I appreciate what you said to Chappelle earlier. Wouldn't have said it if I didn't mean it. Still, finding the virus is all that matters right now. Everything else can wait.
You're gonna wait to tell Kim about your daughter?
No, we talked about it.
How'd she take it?
She's handling it fine.
She's handling it fine.
Look, it's between Kim and me. If you don't mind, I'd like to keep it that way.
Yes, I mind. She's my daughter.
She's a grown woman, Jack. We care about each other.
Stay focused on what we gotta do.
A yellow cab pulls up opposite the Chandler Plaza Hotel, Los Angeles. A man climbs out with a large suitcase. It's Alvers. He crosses the street and enters an expensive-looking hotel, which soars some dozen stories up into the night sky. He wanders through the stylish modern lobby, past its sleek leather furniture and black marble flooring, past the quiet yet efficient reception, and heads straight for the lift. As he waits for the lift to arrive, he contacts Amador by cell phone.
Where are you?
I'm here.
How long will it take?
About 25 minutes.
Hurry.
I will.
Look, just get it done so we can get our money.
Well, it's gotta be done right. I don't want to be in any of the body bags they'll be carrying out of here.
3:26. End of part two. Part three. 3:30 a.m.
Hello?
Is this Sherry Palmer?
Yes. Who is this?
I'm Detective Michael Norris of the LAPD. I'm sorry to bother you this time of night.
Detective Norris, how did you get this number?
It was given to me by a woman named Julia Milliken. Do you know her?
Yes, I do.
Were you with her tonight?
Tonight? No, I wasn't.
She says you were.
Well, she's lying. I've been right here all night.
And where's here?
Here's in the district offices with my ex-husband, President Palmer. He asked for my help on a political matter, and... I'm sorry, Detective. Do you mind telling me what this is about?
Mrs. Milliken's husband died about an hour and a half ago.
Oh, I'm so sorry.
She claims that you and she caused his death by withholding his medication.
Well, that's preposterous. I haven't seen Mr. Milliken or his wife in over 3 years.
And you say that you were with the president since what time?
Since about 10 o'clock. That's over 5 hours ago.
And if we were to contact President Palmer, he'd be able to confirm that.
I'm sure he will.
Thank you, Mrs. Palmer. We'll be in touch.
3:32. Palmer takes a power nap in his office.
Wait.
Outbreak scenarios from the National Health Services.
Nothing like a little light reading.
They're sending over a liaison to answer any questions that you may have.
No doubt I'll have many. Anything else?
No.
Wayne. I'm your brother. I think I know when there's something on your mind.
No, I just want to make sure you're okay.
I'll let you know when this is all over.
David?
Yeah?
The reason I joined your administration was because I thought I'd be an asset. The last thing I ever wanted was to be a thorn in your side.
Wayne, you are an asset.
Well, there's a lot of smart people out there that you could have hired.
But none that I trust as much as you.
Wayne Palmer.
Wayne, it's Tony. We have a lead on the virus. Jack is on his way with the team now.
All right.
I'll have someone update you when we...
I want you to stay on the line with me. I want to be apprised of everything that happens as it happens. CTU may have located the virus. Jack Bauer's leading the operation.
3:33. Jack and Chase arrive outside Amador's club and link up with a SWAT team already in position. Jack slips on a bulletproof vest, then enters a surveillance van that tracks Lieutenant Wong's progress inside the building.
What about this area?
Lieutenant Wong's heading that way now.
Jack?
Hey, Bill. This is my partner, Chase Edmonds.
Where's the
got a man on the inside?
Yeah, he's been through about half of the rooms in the club.
Have you seen Alvazar Amador?
Not yet.
Captain, north room is clear.
Moving down the main corridor.
Wong moves from room to sleazy gaming room. Colored glass beads hang across the doorways that separates the groups of gamblers and their tarty escorts. Mafia-like thugs in black leather jackets guard doors and play at the tables.
I count 15 people. I'm still not seeing either target.
Copy. There are three rooms adjacent to the hall. They may be offices.
I'm checking it now.
Wong peers around the corner of a corridor and spies a man with two moles.
Captain, I got an armed man outside the door of the southernmost room.
Don't move.
A gangster takes Wong prisoner, rips out his surveillance earpiece and marches him at gunpoint to Amador's room.
He was looking in your room.
Lieutenant.
Lieutenant Wong.
Get your men in there now.
Team A, move on target. Team B, maintain perimeter.
Jack and Chase immediately rush the club building, followed by a SWAT team. Meanwhile, in the basement, Amador toys with Wong a moment, then shoots him in cold blood.
Get out of here.
The club doors are blown open, explosive, and Jack shoots his way in, easily taking out the guard posted outside Amador's room. The door to Amador's room is rammed and a grenade thrown in. Amador is hurled across the room and apprehended by Jack.
Target's been neutralized. Repeat, target's been neutralized. All units sweep the building.
Where's the virus, you son of a bitch?
You're too late, Jack.
Chase! Take him into one of the other rooms. We got some work to do. I don't want to be disturbed by the SWAT guys.
Jack picks up Amador's gun. 3:40.
Send him down there.
You betrayed me, Jack. You were with CTU all along.
That's right, Amador. You betrayed me too. I'm just better at it than you.
Yeah, well, it won't matter in the long run. You have no idea what you're up against.
Why don't you tell me?
He knows who you are, Jack.
What are you talking about? Who knows who I am?
Don't presume to tell me about Jack Bauer. That's what he said. You go up against him, you're a dead man.
All I want to know right now is where the virus is.
I don't know. I've passed it off.
Look, you can do what you want to me. I'm not going to tell you anything. What are you afraid of? Who are you afraid of? We can protect you.
Can you, Jack?
Yes.
And my family?
Yes.
You couldn't even protect your own.
I'm gonna ask you this one last time. Where is the virus?
Go to hell.
Chase!
Chase slices his palm with a knife.
Where's the virus?
As Amador loses consciousness, Jack loosens his grip and Amador falls to the ground. 3:42.
When he comes to, you do it again.
Jack rejoins the main SWAT team.
This is Bauer.
Jack, I'm transferring you to Tony right now.
I'll take it over here.
Jack, put you on speaker. Ryan's with me.
We've got Amador.
What about the virus?
No, we were late. He'd already passed it on.
Passed it on to who?
We haven't been able to find out yet. Amador's terrified and he doesn't scare easily. He did tell me one thing, though. Whoever's behind this apparently knows me very well.
That's not much to go on, even if it's true.
Yeah, I understand that, but we also just can't ignore it. I want you to cross-check everybody that I've worked with over the last 5 years on both sides of the law. See what names we come up with. We'll check it against what we know about the virus.
All right, we're on it.
Agent Bauer!
Yeah.
We found an incubator. There's no contamination, but we're going to isolate it, run a few tests, and then send it back to NHS. We also found some prints, a few hairs. We're sending them back to your lab for a workup.
Okay, good work.
Jack, what's going on?
They found the incubator. There's no leakage. They're going to run some tests here and then send it over to NHS. All the other evidence is coming back to our lab. We're going to do the workup.
Agent Bauer.
Yeah.
We found Amador's laptop.
Tony, hold on 1 second.
Most of the files are heavily encrypted.
Can you read any of it?
Yeah. Chandler Plaza Hotel in Wilshire.
What about it?
His hard drive has the full architectural schematic, structural, plumbing, electrical.
When's the last time this file was accessed?
5 hours ago.
Tony, I think we got a high probability target.
What is it?
The Chandler Plaza Hotel on Wilshire Boulevard. Right.
Adam, get me head of security at Chandler Plaza Hotel.
Michelle.
Jack, should we evacuate?
No, we don't even know if the virus has been released. Evacuating the hotel could only accelerate an outbreak. We need to contain the building. We need to do it without starting a panic.
All right, look, I'll set up a soft perimeter, no police presence. We'll send the team from here, run the operation on site.
Tony, no one, and I mean no one, goes in or out of that building. Do you understand me?
Copy that.
Good.
Dennis.
Yeah?
I need you to call NHS, have them send teams to the hotel as soon as possible. And most importantly, they have to operate under the radar, all right?
Tony, I have the head of security for the Chandler Plaza Hotel, Craig Phillips.
Mr. Phillips, this is Tony Almeida, head of CTU.
How can I help you?
There's been a threat against your hotel. As of this moment, it's very important you not allow anybody in or out of the structure. You understand?
I understand. What's the nature of the threat?
The release of an infectious substance inside the hotel.
You're saying that the substance has already been released?
It's possible. We don't know for sure.
Do we know who's responsible?
You're probably looking for a man named Marcus Alvers. His description's being sent to you as we speak. Now, I want your people to do a search of the hotel as soon as you get it.
Does that mean that Alvers is already inside the hotel?
We have to assume that's the case, yes.
All right, I'll start a search.
All right, I'm bringing a CTU team. We'll call you as soon as we arrive.
Right.
Thanks.
3:46, Michelle and Field Ops.
What the hell is this?
Ryan assigned me to head the team that's going to the hotel.
Ryan, this is
I don't want to hear it. As the head of CTU, you have an obligation to stay here at the center of information flow. Michelle has more hours of disaster control simulation than anyone else on staff, not to mention her practical experience from the DC anthrax outbreak. Michelle will lead the team, Gael will second. You'll be in constant communication. Pass on any guidance you can based on intel that comes in.
You're waiting for me.
Michelle. Look, I don't care what Ryan says. I can get somebody from division to take your place.
No, he's right. I should be the one to go.
All right, then you let me know the second you get your people set, all right?
Tony watches unhappily as Michelle marches down the corridor after her team. 3:46. End of part 3. 3:51. Michelle and Gael in a four-track.
We're a couple minutes away from the hotel. Where's NHS?
They're getting ready. They should be there in a little while.
A while? What does that mean? 2 minutes? 10 minutes?
Probably closer to 20.
We don't have that kind of time, Tony.
I understand, but you wait till they get there, all right? I don't want anybody going inside that hotel without bio suits.
We can't wait too long, Tony. I mean, if we have to go in and stop the virus...
Michelle, you wait. All right? That's an order.
Fine. Anything else?
No.
What's wrong?
Stuff between Tony and me.
Sorry.
Things haven't been right since he got back from the hospital.
Last couple of months, Tony and I have been working pretty closely together, planning this operation.
It's been eating away at him that he wasn't able to talk to you about it.
Stay to end.
Philip secures all hotel exits.
Did you lock the garden doors?
Yes, sir.
Good.
As Phillips turns the corner, he notices an unfamiliar maintenance man walking away from him along the corridor carrying a large metal toolbox. It's Alvers. He begins to follow, but is interrupted.
Mr. Phillips? CTU has just arrived. They're outside the front door.
Good. Listen, maintenance man just walked through here. I don't remember seeing him before.
Turnover's pretty high in engineering.
Check it out anyway, all right? He was here not 10 seconds ago.
Yeah, sure thing.
Good. This is Phillips.
Mr. Phillips, this is Agent Michelle Dessler from CTU. Have you circulated the Marcus Alvers photo yet?
Yes. So far, nobody has seen him. We're halfway through the common areas of the hotel.
After that, I need you to start on the guest rooms.
Okay, that's going to take us some time unless you can lend us some manpower.
We'll be coming in as soon as the hazmat suits arrive.
My people don't have any hazmat suits.
I know that, Mr. Phillips. We'll bring some when we come in.
Yeah. Michelle, I pulled this off the security camera.
Alvers, how long ago was this?
About half an hour ago.
Has he come back out?
Not as far as I can tell.
Half an hour.
He may have already released the virus.
But if he hasn't, we may be able to stop him.
Michelle selects her weapon.
I can't order anyone in because it's against protocol. But Alvers is in there, and we might still have a chance to stop him.
353. Michelle marches towards the hotel lobby, followed by Gael and several other operatives, while a faint-hearted few prefer to wait for the hazmat suits to arrive.
Did you find that maintenance man?
No, but Penzo says he just saw someone he didn't recognize heading toward the utility room. He's going to check it out.
Phillips unlocks the main hotel doors, and Michelle and the others resolutely walk in.
Mr. Phillips, where can we set up?
Use this area or this area over here?
I thought you were going to wait for those hazmat suits.
They'll let us know as soon as they get here.
This guy that you're looking for, we might have an idea where he is. Let me take you.
Why don't you tell me and I'll check it out.
Alvers climbs down a service ladder and into the central ventilation unit of the concrete base of the hotel building. He stops before a huge rotating fan that sucks air up a long vertical shaft and circulates it around the building. He settles his toolbox beside it. Inside, beneath a tray of small tools, sits the Ukrainian detonation device with its modifications and improvements. He lifts it out and places it on a concrete ledge before the whirring fan. He takes the vial of white powdered virus and slots it snugly into the electrical device. He flicks the two uppermost switches and, as instructed, waits for 10 seconds. Then he flicks the last switch. The system is armed and the timer ticks away the remaining seconds. Meanwhile, Michelle is hot on his trail and discovers a fresh pool of blood that oozes under an open basement door. It leads her to the limp and bleeding body of a security guard. She turns him over with her foot. He's dead. A sudden machine noise startles her. She cautiously checks out the foreboding maintenance area, a gun raised before her. Finally, she spots a maintenance man acting suspiciously. Alvers.
Put your hands in the air! I'm a federal agent!
Lady! Lady, take it easy!
Move over to where I can see you.
I'm a maintenance man, for God's sake. I just have a thermostat in the laundry room.
Alvers runs for it.
Stop right there.
She kicks him down onto his knees.
Put your hands on your head.
She smacks him over the head with her gun.
Put your
She handcuffs his left arm.
Wrap your right arm around the pipe. Now cuff yourself.
Alvarez obeys.
Where's the virus? If this virus gets out, you die, just like everyone else.
She holds her gun at his head.
It's in the central ventilation unit.
Gael, can you hear me?
I hear you.
The virus is in the central ventilation unit.
I'm on my way.
Gael scurries along pipe-clad concrete corridors towards the central ventilation unit, while Tony and Adam anxiously wait for news. Meanwhile, Jack and a forensic team check the club for further clues as the seconds tick away on the device's electrical timer. Gael bursts into a room with shutter-like ventilation slits. He looks around in the torchlight and tears away metallic panels from the wall in his frantic search for the detonating device. Condensation drips down the wall. Gael turns, and through the rotating blades of a large whirring fan locates the flashing device.
Found it. It's in a vial.
Stay clear, Gael. An HN should be here any minute. I'll send down a hazmat suit.
There may not be enough time for that, Michelle. The vial's inside the detonating device. The timer's armed. I've got to get to it. Try to disarm it.
Gael struggles with a wire mesh grate that acts as a safety guard for the rotating fan. He yanks at the corners and eventually frees the guard from its mountings, throwing it casually aside. Gael peers through the spinning blades of the device and tries to ease his arm beneath the injurious cutting edge. He anxiously walks his fingers along the fan casing, beneath the metal blades, and carefully reaches out for the device that flashes and bleeps on the other side. Suddenly, the device explodes. The vial is shattered and jets of air propel the powdered virus into Gael's face and up into the ventilation shaft towards the rest of the building. 4 a.m. The end.